in this week's parasha, we find the story of Noach. That Noach is that he drinks, he plants the karem, and he drinks, and he becomes a shikur, and he's revealed inside of his tent. So Rashi points out that the language of the pasuk of Ahaloi is written in the way that when it refers to the Seres HaShvatim, to be Meramez, that the Seres HaShvatim went into Golis because of the fact that they became shikurim, that they became intoxicated with wine. So Rav Alba points out that the morale comes to explain what is the logical connection between the idea of shichrus and golus. If the punishment for shichrus is golus, it means in some way that they have to be connected. We know that the onshim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu are not just punishments, but they're expression of reality, and how are they connected? So the morale says that shichrus is when the person loses his connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Seichel is where the person connects to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Seichel is where it understands the world the way it really is. And when you see the world the way it really is, you're seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself through the world. The Seichel, the Torah, is what allows us to have that clarity to think properly. And when we think properly, we see the world the way it's supposed to be. And we have a Dveikus in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shichrus is when the mind is not functioning properly. Shichrus can be from wine. Shichrus can be from taiva. Shichrus can be from the desire from kavod. You can be a shikur. The pasuk says shkuras olamayayin. But Rashi says by Karach that it's a shichrus. Now it's a time of shichrus. We're not thinking straight. There, the taiva for kavod and kina made the person not see the world the way it's supposed to be. What is golus? Golus, when a person's in his place, a person's able to, as it were, find the place for everything, things should be settled, means he's able to address every part of his being the way it's supposed to be. That's part of what it means to be bimkaimai. Be in your place means you can put every part of your being in its proper place. So the person is truly attuned to his reality of what's going on inside of himself. The state of golus is when you have no longer have control over the reality. The state of golus is when the person is out of kilter. It's a physical manifestation of being out of kilter, which is inside of the person. So shichrus, which is when the person is out of kilter, is reflected into the state of golus. Shiva would say over, from the Talzer Rav said that out of all of the midas, the most important midah is the midah of Seder. The midah of Seder doesn't mean that you have a nice, neat drawer, and you have a nice, neat house. The midah of Seder means that a person has control over himself, that he's able to use each part of his being in the proper time and the proper way. So it's the key to all of the other midas. It's the key to the being of the person. When I use every part of my being the way I'm supposed to, when I'm supposed to, how I'm supposed to, I am at true menucha with my reality. So the real person is really coming out. And without that, when the person is in golus, which means he's lost that reality, a person is in a state of shichrus, when he's lost that reality, it doesn't come out right. My being is not really expressing who I really am. It's expressing something which is really not me. That's why Klal Yisrael in a state of golus is perceived to be just a shadow of itself, not the true reality of Klal Yisrael. When we talk about a person who's in a state of addiction, we're talking about the same idea, that the person really is not really expressing who he really is. There's something else outside of him, sort of defining and creating who he is. So the process of Golus, but worse, the process of Shichrus, allowing other things to have power over us and define us, are going to be that the true reality inside of ourselves is lost. As the Maharal says, so Golus and the word Gilui, that which is muster inside of me, that which is really the inner being of myself, ends up going out and becoming the Iskala, means not being able to find this proper place inside of the person. It's going to come out in the wrong way. Have a good chance.